Reflector 9009. Link clear.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa, mobile monitoring.
Hey, Victor Alpha Lima Echo Tango, monitoring and mobile as well. Well, that didn't work out.
No, it didn't, did it? We were talking in the third period there saying, how come they couldn't play the first period three times? They played great in the first.
Yeah, if they could have continued that style for two more periods, it would have been great. But they always seem to get into this little lull in the second, and that always throws them off. Seattle has always had their number previous games, 3-1, 3-1. So it's like there's something there.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least they're not blowouts. So that's not bad. We left right after, what's his name, Schmidt scored the empty net, and that's when we took off.
Yeah, I was just walking out the door as he scored, and it's like, nope, I've had enough by that point. And it was like, I had to stretch anyway, so I was like, okay, might as well go out and listen to it in the car.
Yeah, exactly. We were going to leave after the 50-50, but we thought, nah, let's just hang out a little bit longer and see how it goes.
Now, overall, it's not, they're not playing badly, but there's something lacking there still.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just missing a small piece, and I think once they get that, then I think they'll be much better. But it looks like they're on the cusp.
Yeah, it's looking promising for next year. It's like there's a lot of talent there, and looking at some of the APs that they were using this year, there's definitely a lot of good possibilities coming up for next year. So hopefully, fingers crossed that they do it.
Yeah, exactly. That would be nice. I forgot to tell you that the last Giants game, Pedro was there. Didn't know he was there until on our way home when I called out on RPT. And he was saying he was just leaving the Langley Event Center as well. So I told them, next time you go, make sure you let us know.
Yeah, it's like most of the guys know that I have season tickets. I'm pretty much at every game. You know, it's like, guys, let me know. We'll come by, say hi. We'll chat. We'll talk. We'll have drinks, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully next time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, see what goes on. So, overall, it wasn't a bad game. There's definitely a piece or two that's missing.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, on that, what goal was it where the goalie had a bit of a brain fart? Number three? The third goal? Okay. Yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't mind him. He's not a bad goalie at all.
No, actually, yeah, like I talked to his dad a couple of weeks ago when he was here and had a good chat with him and everything. And, you know, his mind is in the right place. He's just going to watch that temper a little bit, and he shall be good. Like, he got a game suspension for that slash that he did a couple of games back. He had a blocker punch on somebody, and there was a suspension for that or a penalty for that. I can't remember what it was.
Okay, I didn't realize that. But anyway, still, he's a good goal. And I like his pads. I like the old-school pads.
Yeah, I know. I love those. But I'm glad he went to those because he had the Regina Pats pads for most of the season. He only got those about a month ago, I think. Month and a half ago.
Okay, yeah, they do look fairly new. But yeah, reminds me of the old, what were they, horsehair filled pads that once they got wet, each of them weighed about 50 pounds.
I remember those, yeah. Yeah, no, it's nice. It looks good. It's kind of cool what he's done. And definitely, you know, he is a good goalie. When he was with the Pats, he was on he was the backup, and he was always put in those weird positions, the middle of the three and threes, things like that. So his numbers were not great, but you could see that there was a good goalie in there. And it was just getting him to settle down and play his game and work out a few bad habits that he had. And he's been pretty good overall. It's just there's a few little things that he still has to work on, but then again, that's what Junior's all about.
Yeah, exactly. And it's tough on a goalie, especially a backup when you're not playing every game. You can't get into a rhythm. You're just practicing. Yeah, you're taking extra shots and stuff in practice and whatnot. But it's a tough position to jump in cold.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard. And you know, usually you're put in the lower percentage games. And that's what was happening to him, and especially when there was no defense in front of him. He was playing with the Pats last year, so it was nice to see that at least he's getting an opportunity and he's proving himself. So that's what I'm sort of hoping we can get him for college.
Yeah, that would be a nice score for that university, that's for sure.
And we kind of have a program that works for him, so that was part of what I was talking to the education advisor about. And the thing is, like, he's 20, so he's been out of school for 2 years already, which makes it a little bit tougher because his marks are from 2 years ago. So trying to actually evaluate what he's at and where he's at is tough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Interesting. What was I going to say? Oh, crap, I can't remember what I was going to say. Getting old.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, that they're under the CHL, there's a discussion about changing some of the education mandates for the teams. Is that, okay, while they're, you know, until they graduate high school, okay, school is school. They have to keep going. And once they graduate, do they have further education that they have to take while they're with the team? Or is it workout, practice, game, that, and that's their life after that? Or is there stuff for them to learn in that? And that's some of the talk, that there might be a different curriculum for them that they have to, or different objectives for them that they have to take some sort of course all year and something like that. It would be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah, it would be good for them to do that. I mean, well, there's no better time while you're playing hockey than you're probably getting a scholarship or something. So get in and get the schooling done while you can.
Yeah, and it's not like it's full, you know, it has to be university courses or anything like that. Like when we were just talking about it, they said, well, it's all up in the air right now, but maybe it could be things like first aid, taking a photography course, taking some course to keep the brain active and fill those requirements. At least they're in a school of some sort for a certain percentage of the year, which would be, I think, would be a good thing anyways, be it, you know, some hobby-type course or ham radio. I did kind of just slip that in there while I was at it and just see what they say.
Going to say that they get you in there teaching a ham radio course to the Giants players. There you go. Get a bunch of new hams.
It could be a lot of fun. Who knows? But yeah, so it's like some is in September. We'll find out what.